This is Talk is Cheap on KEPW LP 97.3 LPFM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. All right, today, as promised, I've got Jeff Beck from the Jan Hammer Group on some vinyl that I had that was I bought used, but it was supposed to be in mint condition. There's a skip during She's a Woman, but otherwise it came out pretty well. But first, I got to explain to you, I did a news piece. There's a short piece, a 5-minute piece on Stop Cop City. Very important story. Forest defender killed last week in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to stop the construction similar to the ZAD in France, where they're trying to stop them from building a... in this case, a police training facility. And I have the mayor actually saying that a peaceful society without police is ludicrous, and that this is their a partial response to the defund the police, is they just need to train the police better. So they need a military-style police facility that... they're going to build in an area surrounded by low-income people of color, and it's a green, kind of a green space, even though it's polluted, of course. But yeah, they're going to build a military-style training facility, and this is their own video, sponsored or paid for by corporations. And yeah, that is their response to defund the police. That the police just need to be better trained. So we need a military-style facility to do that. And that solves, we're done and done. Now the police won't shoot people indiscriminately anymore because we've trained them properly. So that's coming up here on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio. Thanks for listening. Check out our newscast during the week. It's on various different days that I cannot seem to keep track of. So, yeah, you should go to our site anyway and check that out. But or listen constantly, and eventually you will hear our newscast that we are working really hard on to get going. And we have... I've been going around rounding up, trying to get reporters and linking up with other... news organizations in the area, including KEBU, and so you should be seeing some really great stuff coming up here on KEPW.org. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Oh, and as always, please use your own brain at all times. And PILC, the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference, has announced that they will be here in March 2nd, the week of March 2nd, so we will have all kinds of zany stuff for you from that. I've got some good interviews coming up. And, but yeah, PILC, unless there's a pandemic, an increase in the pandemic, which could happen, Public Interest Environmental Law Conference should be here in Eugene the week of March 2nd. The city of Atlanta plans to build what would be one of the largest police training facilities in the country in an urban forest surrounding the ruins of a notorious prison work farm. The site is in a polluted section of watershed where the Muscogee tribe lived for thousands of years. 75% of the 380-acre site in southeast Atlanta is surrounded by African Americans who are opposed to the project, according to Community Movement Builders, a black member-based collective of community-based residents serving black working class and poor black communities. The facility, leased to the Atlanta Police Foundation, an advisory group known for creating the most surveilled city in America, would feature military-grade training facilities, a mock city to practice urban warfare and train for active shooting incidents, dozens of shooting ranges, and a Black Hawk helicopter landing pad. At the project announcement in April of 2021, then-Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said this is a long-needed improvement to substandard training conditions and is part of their response to the preventative social welfare funding increases advocated by the Defund the Police movement that peaked amid protest of the George Floyd murder by Minneapolis police and the Rayshard Brooks shooting by Atlanta police just weeks after.
We have to be thoughtful about building this facility in a way that is considerate of taxpayer funding. Thankfully, we have some philanthropic support, corporate support, that will give us to the tune of $60 million by the time it's all said and done, with another $30 million coming from the city of Atlanta. So this notion that we somehow cannot, or that we somehow can exist in society without public safety is simply ludicrous. But what we do want, and I want the same things you want, is for us to have positive interactions with the men and women who serve us. And I truly believe that the creation of this public safety training facility, where we can train with the expectations that people will treat our communities with respect, that they will be given the most up-to-date training, not to serve as warriors in our communities, but to serve as guardians in our communities.
In a recent interview with Al Jazeera Plus, City Council member Michael Julian Bond and Chair of the Public, Dustin Hillis, say they perform due diligence.
I'm a citywide representative. I move around the city constantly.
There were multiple chances for the public to speak. I've never been to a neighborhood planning unit meeting or a neighborhood meeting where I have been told, we don't want this.
Since late 2021, forest defenders have occupied the area and vandalized equipment related to the project. Now a defender has been killed by police who claim they were returning fire. Defenders have denied firing at the police and are calling for an independent investigation. The Georgia Investigation Bureau has reported there is no body camera footage. This is from an anonymous statement sent to Democracy Now.
They ask to remain anonymous and for their voice to be distorted for security reasons.
On Wednesday, January 18th, multiple police departments descended upon Wilani People's Park in unprecedented numbers and force. They blocked access to the park on both roads and bike trails. Some people were arrested for attempting to document police actions that day at the park. Gunfire was heard at 9:04 a.m. About a dozen shots fired in rapid succession, followed by a loud boom about a minute later. For hours after the murder of Tortuguita, police continued to hunt, assault, and arrest our brave forest defenders. Those defenders in trees were targeted with pepper bullets. One tree sitter had their tree house, which stored food and water, cut from beneath them. They were left without food and water for over 12 hours up in the tree, as police waited at the base of the tree to capture them. This same tree sitter continued to stay in their tree until the next morning when they were arrested. Other forest defenders were chased by police dogs. These defenders had to hide and flee for their lives, all the while with the nauseating knowing that their dear comrade had been murdered in the sacred land that we call home.
Six people have been arrested for vandalism in the latest of a series of arrests around protests. For KPW News, I'm DJ Susti.
Shelter. for pigs on the wing. Thank you.
the children together.
Tomorrow.
KEPW, LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Tell your friends.
Thank you. We'll be right back. bless you. Thank you.
Brought to you by Silt River Tree Museum and Casino. Built on the site where an actual ancient rainforest once stood, see a full-scale replica of a Douglas fir tree. See pictures of trees larger in diameter than a man is tall. Trout and salmon that once choked the rivers of the Northwest will sing to you in our chamber of taxidermy. Hear the disaffected sounds of Feller Buncher and his bunch of fellers, an all-ex-logger band, in our simulated wood amphitheater. Take the Oregon Desert Highway to the clear-cut road exit, turn right at the stump in the road, and you're at Silt River Tree Museum and Casino. Free parking, kids a buck and a half, closed during summer months due to melting asphalt, giant locusts, and methyl ethyl hydroxy colchicine slag emissions.